Now, for the past 6 weeks, you have been hearing nonstop from our political leaders, and it's time now for you to have your say, of course, tomorrow. In fact, many of you already have. But before you vote tomorrow, we have put together an incredible montage, and we look back at the highs and the lows and what are the weirdest moments of the 2022 election campaign.
Political leaders have had months of warm-up. Now it's the real thing.
The federal election campaign is officially underway. You can never
know what it's like. I love this country and I love Australians.
We are a great country, but we can be even better.
Labor leader Anthony Albanese has kicked off with a bad own goal.
National unemployment rate at the moment is, I think it's 5.4. I'm not sure what it is.
Anthony Albanese is a loose unit on the economy.
I note that Scott Morrison is once again being loose with the truth. I'm still standing better than I
ever did. Looking like a doozy. What's the current WPI?
Well, Google it, mate. I mean, like, I am sick. If you want to know why people are turning off politics.
A volunteer on Josh Frydenberg's election campaign has provided a bizarre moment at the official launch for the Melbourne seat of Kuya.
I'll just finish off with a very poor two.
So who are the new independents putting government seats at risk?
This is not a time to roll the dice on fake independents.
Whether you want to vote for them or not, I'm not encouraging people to vote for anyone. I'm encouraging people to vote.
And you promised a National Integrity Commission, which also hasn't happened.
I'm not going to introduce a kangaroo court.
Those buffoons who have repeatedly described this commission as a kangaroo court.
I can be a bit of a bulldozer when it comes to issues.
That is, a bulldozer wrecks things. I'm a builder. That's what I am.
I'm a fixer.
How did you fix it?
I fixed it. I'm still standing. Yeah,
In a written statement from the Labor camp tonight, Anthony Albanese has revealed he tested positive.
I've had better days, but a lot of people have had it a lot worse.
China just made a huge power play in the Pacific.
The Solomon Islands signed a security pact with China.
In what's been described as our worst foreign policy mistake
that we've seen in the Pacific since World War II.
Scott has gone out of his way to form those personal relationships, and he genuinely believes in the family of the Pacific.
Controversial new comments by a Liberal Party candidate handpicked by Scott Morrison.
Well, I'm apologising for how people might have perceived it.
I would highly doubt that our campaign would authorise the kind of comments that have been made by Mr.
You don't hold a hose, you weren't in your tinny plucking people off rooftops, you weren't doing 16-hour days in PPE on COVID wards, you didn't get enough vaccines soon enough, you didn't get enough rats so that we could finally have a holiday interstate for Christmas and China is set up base in the Solomons. Do you think maybe you slightly over-egged the part about I saved the country?
Well, that's quite a long list you've been able to pull together.
What are the 6 points?
The 6 points are what we will do in terms was outlined by Bill Shorten.
The government hoping its super for housing plan will turn the focus back to them.
Owning your own home is one of the most important things you can do in life.
So I would imagine in the short term you might see a bump in house prices.
The Prime Minister has had one of those awkward campaign moments.
With his eyes fixed on the ball, he barreled into one of the young players.
It was just an error from both of them. But yeah.
Error from both of them?
We know what we've done. We've gone and we've tracked down that young soccer player.
It should have been a penalty.
But that kid refused to withdraw his super. That's why Morrison.
And thanks to Breakfast, Luke Sidham Dundon and Sam Emery for bringing us the highs and the lows of the past 6 weeks.
Getting in touch with ABC RN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.